My sisters and brothers, if we could please stand and face the entrance of our church building as we welcome through the waters of baptism and this celebration of the Eucharist two new members. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What name have you given your child?
Anna Marie. Sienna Isabel.
And what do you ask of Anna Marie and Sienna Isabel? You have asked to have your children baptized. In doing so, you are accepting the responsibility of training them in the practice of the faith. It will be your duty to bring Anna and Sienna up to keep God's commandments as Christ has taught us, by loving God and our neighbor. Do you clearly understand what you are undertaking? And godparents of Anna and Sienna, are you ready to help the parents of these children in raising them in the practice of the faith?
We are.
This believing community of St. John University Parish in the city of Morgantown, are you ready and willing to help the parents and godparents of Anna and Sienna in raising them in the practice of the faith?
We are.
Anna, Sienna, the Christian community welcomes you with great joy, and in its name I claim you for Christ our Savior by the sign of his cross. I now trace the cross on your forehead and invite your parents and godparents to do the same.
We stand with you, we pray for you, O Holy Child of God.
We stand with you, we pray for you, O Holy Child of God. Stand with you, we pray for you, O Holy Child of God. Sisters and brothers, let us ask our Lord Jesus Christ to look lovingly on these children, Anna and Sienna, who are to be baptized, on their parents and godparents, and on all gathered here this day. By the mystery of your death and resurrection, Lord, bathe these children in light. Give them the new life of baptism and welcome them into your holy church.
In every age, O God, you have been our refuge. In every age, O God, you have been our home.
Through baptism and confirmation, make them your faithful followers and a witness to your gospel.
In every age, O God, you have been our home. In every age, O God, you have been our home.
Lead them by a holy life to the joys of God's kingdom.
In every age, O God, you have been our refuge. In every age, O God, you have been our home.
Make the lives of their parents and godparents examples of faith to inspire them.
In every age, O God, you have been our refuge. In every age, O God, you have been our home.
Keep their families always in your love.
In every age, O God, you have been our refuge. In every
in our home. renew the grace of our own baptism, our commitment to follow in each one of us.
In every age, O God, you have been our refuge. In every age, O God, you have been our
And now we call upon the saints in heaven and the saints here on earth to intercede for Anna and Sienna and all gathered here this day.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Spirit,
Lord, deliver us, we pray.
Be merciful to us sinners.
We ask you, hear our prayer.
Bring these chosen ones to know birth by the grace of baptism.
Lord, we ask you, hear our prayer.
Jesus, Son of the living God.
Lord, we ask you, hear our prayer.
Christ, hear us.
Father God, you give us grace through sacramental signs, which tell us of the wonders of your unseen power. In baptism, we use your gift of water, which you have made a rich symbol of the grace you give us in this sacrament. At the very dawn of creation, your Spirit breathed on the waters, making them the wellspring of all holiness. The waters of the great flood, you have made a sign of the waters of baptism that make an end of sin and a new beginning of goodness. Through the waters of the Red Sea, you led Israel out of slavery to be an image of God's holy people, set free from sin by baptism. In the waters of the Jordan, your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Spirit. Your Son willed that water and blood should flow from his side as he hung upon the cross. After his resurrection, he told his disciples, "Go out and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Father God, look now with great love upon us, your church, and unseal for us the fountain of baptism. By the power of the Spirit, give to the waters of this font the grace of your Son. You created humanity in your own image and likeness. Cleanse us from sin in new birth to innocence by water and the Spirit. And now, sisters and brothers, I ask us all to renew our commitment in following Christ. And so I ask, do you reject sin so as to live in the freedom of God's children? Do you reject the glamour of evil and refuse to be mastered by sin?
I do.
Do you reject Satan, father of sin and prince of darkness?
I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? This is our faith. This is the faith of the Church. And we are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Is it your will that your children, Anna and Sienna, should be baptized in the faith of the Church, which we have all professed with you? Anna, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Sienna, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Gather at the water, gather at the water, we will gather at the water, receive real life.
Just beyond oceans to this fall.
Gather at the water, we will gather at the water and receive new love. Anna and Sienna, God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has freed you from sin, given you new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and welcomes you into his holy people. He now anoints you with the chrism of salvation. As Christ was anointed, priest, prophet, and king, so may you always live as a member of his body, sharing everlasting life. Amen. Anna and Sienna, you have become a new creation and have clothed yourselves in Christ. See in the white clothes that you wear the outward sign of your Christian dignity. With your family and friends to help you by word and example, bring this dignity unstained into the everlasting life of heaven. And we ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Receive the light of Christ. Parents and godparents, this light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly. These children of yours, Anna and Sienna, have become enlightened by Christ. May they walk always as children of the light. May they keep the flame of faith alive in their hearts. When the Lord returns, may they go out to meet him with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom. And we ask this through Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us welcome our new members.